Okay, here is read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Former Sheriff David Clark, Acting Sheriff Richard Schmidt, and Milwaukee County are being sued by the mother of Michael Madden, who died in October of 2016 while being held in the Milwaukee County Jail. The 29-year-old man from Franklin was one of four people to die at the Milwaukee County Jail in 2016. Candidate for Milwaukee County Sheriff Ernell Lucas said in a statement to WRRD, quote, "I grieve this mother's loss of her son. The systemic problems of inhumane treatment in the Milwaukee County Jail will only change with new leadership," end quote. Lucas added, as sheriff, he will create a culture in the sheriff's office that will value human life. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Several artists groups from the River West neighborhood are hoping to renovate and reopen the Grand Theater, located in the 2900 block of North Holton Avenue. A new proposal would use $2 million to restore the 107-year-old theater. The space could be used for live performances, weddings, and other events. The proposal will be reviewed by the Milwaukee Common Council's Zoning, Neighborhoods, and Development Committee tomorrow. Okay, here is read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel had planned to keep secret a trip he took last year that was funded by an organization that is listed as a hate group. The five-day trip to a California resort, costing over $4,000, was paid for by the Alliance Defending Freedom. The Southern Poverty Law Center says the group has defended state-sanctioned sterilization of transgender people, supported criminalizing homosexuality, and defended legislation that would deny LGBT people goods and services on the basis of religion. Schimmel said the trip was none of the public's business. Okay, and here is read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with a look at sports. The Brewers lost to the Twins yesterday, 3-1, but they did win the three-game series against Minnesota, as well as two previous series on this recent road trip. The team now comes back home to start a three-game series with the Diamondbacks tonight at Miller Park. Okay, here's the weather forecast. Outside today, rain likely, then a 60% chance of rain tonight, lows in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, clearing skies, highs in the low 60s. And for Wednesday, mostly sunny with highs in the low 70s. You're listening to Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.